This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Warrior Set Free, which is a division of Set Free Ministries. We're going to be talking about veterans in light of the upcoming Veterans Day. And Steve, you know, we talk every year just highlighting some of the struggles that veterans face. And I imagine that the COVID-19 pandemic, with all the shutdowns, it's kind of making it harder. Is that, would that be accurate?
Yes and no. It depends on the veteran. So there's a wide range of veterans who are fully functioning, jobs, homes, families, and of course, just like the rest of us, everything is different this year, with maybe not being able to go to work, or your kids are home, and so everything's different. On the other end of the spectrum are your veterans who may be 100% rated on disability, so their day-to-day life, their home, their families might be home, or they might not have kids around. So for them, staying home and being locked down is normal. So some of them saw no impact at all, except everybody else was more available, and others handled it similar to the rest of us, where our routines were changed and life was different. So it really depends on the individual, but veterans are a unique breed because of the training that we do to prepare for hazards. We do contingency plans. We plan for things that may or may not ever happen. Every mission that we go on, we think about what's the worst possible thing that could happen, and let's be prepared for that. So a lot of veterans have plans in place. They may already be prepared for things that other non-veterans or civilians might not even think of. So it all depends on the mindset of each individual veteran.
And can you remind us how Warriors Set Free comes alongside veterans who are struggling, and then we'll go from there? So remind us what you guys do, and then we'll get into more questions.
Yep, so Warrior Set Free is a division of Set Free Ministries, and Set Free as a whole is kind of hard to explain, but the easiest way, if you had to describe it, would be free, biblical, Christian, Bible-based guidance, not even really counseling. I have a master's in counseling, and I use scripture more than I use my degree. So Set Free helps everybody on a day-to-day basis, people who are going through the roughest times of their lives, kind of overcome their struggles for those seasons the way scripture requires us, or at least recommends us to do it correctly. With Warrior Set Free, with myself being a veteran 25-ish years in the military, I connect with veterans the way a veteran can talk to a veteran. So I will sit down with a vet either over lunch or over Zoom or over coffee and just listen to their story. I can relate to a lot of them, even among different generations or different branches. I was in the Army, but we connect with Marines and Navy and Air Force because we all have a similar experience of leaving home to go defend freedom. So I use my military background to connect with them, so they can start to understand that someone else understands. And that allows them to open up and start to tell me what they've been through. Then from there, I was thinking about this morning, we kind of just stick to the basics of what does it mean to follow Christ? What does it mean to be saved? And what does it mean to live the way Christ wants us to? And there's a couple quick verses to be aware of, you know, love God, love people, when they were asking Jesus what the most important commandments were. And also John 10:10 is one of my favorites, is in every military operation, we have our mission, and we want to kind of assume the mission of the enemy. What are they trying to do? And John 10:10, Jesus says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, Jesus, has come to give us life and give it to. So if a veteran isn't living his life to the full, we can help him possibly or her see what they're not doing that's in alignment with Scripture, and we refer to Scripture as truth because it is similar to like a military manual. We have technical manuals and field manuals in the military that tell us how to do our jobs and how to accomplish tasks. And so Scripture is very much the same of, you know, how do I deal with anger with my brother? Well, that's a forgiveness issue in Matthew 18. You know, how do I grow closer to God? Well, that's Proverbs 2. So it's a continuous kind of, and for a lot of people, myself included, I looked through life for a long time looking for someone to show me the way and to be discipled. And when I found that, I latched onto that guy. So we started discipleship process with many veterans and then encouraged them to continue that through their church or through another ministry or with us long term.
And for people who may not have a veteran in their family or close connection, what's the best way for them to understand what a veteran might be going through? Because it's unlikely that a vet will open up to, you know, to someone, and that's part of the problem. You know, they kind of keep it, stuff it all inside. So how can we understand, and how can we connect a veteran or encourage them to connect with you guys?
The second one's easiest is there's through our webpage and through social media and even reaching out. If you reach out to Warrior Set Free, you'll get me. I'm the director, and I'm the only full-time employee. Everyone else we have is a volunteer, and I'll connect directly with those people, and then we'll do a, what we call freedom appointment individually with each veteran. I have a guy planning on coming up from Fort Campbell who's a friend of mine, a friend of a friend this week. And then I met another guy who actually works at a butcher shop. He cut up my deer for me, and he had a military tattoo, and we got talking. But you know, a lot of what we do as a society is we want to talk too much. And Scripture says, "Be slow to speak, quick to listen." If you ask the right questions to a veteran and you listen well, it's a very important skill just to be able to listen and ask gentle questions. So if you saw a veteran or you knew one in your church and you've never talked to them, you know, I don't recommend saying thank you for your service because it's become very, I don't know, it's almost become hollow because that's what everybody says. So if you walk up to that veteran and say, look, I know you're in the military and I want to thank you on behalf of my family, or change it up at all, that means a lot more to me personally than thank you for your service. So just walking up and saying, hey, we know you served and we appreciate you. And then inviting them to talk. If you say, you know, if you ever, you know, need somebody to listen, I'd love to hear about your military experience. That might be enough. Now, if you have a military background, you can understand better. But asking questions of like, well, what was that like for you? And we all personally love to talk. We're looking for someone we can trust who won't ask questions like, well, did you ever kill anybody? Or, well, why'd you do that? I would have shot the bad guy. You know, those types of things. I had somebody once tell me, well, if I was in the military, I'd have been a really good soldier. Like, okay, well, if I did your job, I'd probably do better at it than you, too. So it's just saying the right things, thinking about what you're saying, and being a good listener. And then if they don't want to open up, just let them be. And I'd be happy to talk to any veteran at any time through Zoom or over the phone. The challenge we have is finding, and we're getting more and more busy, which is fun, is connecting with those vets who are ready to get help. And a lot of times it takes them, you know, falling pretty hard or having a crisis in their life before they're ready to talk. So be a good listener and just connect them with us through the webpage or Facebook.
Awesome. I think that ends my questions for now. It's a shorter piece, but we'll connect them with a lot of information online. Was there anything else you wanted to add or anything you wanted to really highlight?
I don't know. Nothing comes to mind, really. So.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to get prayer needs. Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Really, prayer for our nation, especially with the election coming up, is a lot of veterans have been in really hostile areas, and if our country riots or gets hostile, that will trigger or touch those emotions of some of the things many veterans have been through. I sat with a veteran who did, don't want to tell too many details, but he was in some riots in his military training that were pretty hostile. And when he saw the rioting in some of the major cities, and he was probably 15 minutes from one of those major cities, that hurt. That made it hard for him to sleep, and he was hyper alert. He was ready to go. So, you know, just prayer for our country first, for these elections, that we would honor God the way that we vote, and that there would be peace, so that the warrior inside of us doesn't have to defend what we believe in.